Since anthrax spores were sent through the mail 2 years ago, there have been worries that terrorists might exploit legitimate biological research to make weapons. There's been little agreement on how to prevent that. A committee that advises Congress on science says it's developed a way to regulate sensitive science without stifling needed research. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Scientists who work on nuclear or chemical weaponry are used to restrictions on their research, but by and large, biologists work in the open. Many see that as a problem at a time when government is spending billions of dollars on bioterrorism research. This isn't the first time there's been a call for regulating biological research. In the 1970s, the government created a committee to oversee recombinant DNA research when some scientists feared it might accidentally give rise to dangerous new microbes.
We're now dealing with another problem. We have to identify who are the good guys and who are the bad guys.
Gerald Fink is a geneticist at MIT who chaired the panel for the National Academy's National Research Council.
The good guys are the scientists trying to do research for public health, new drugs, and new knowledge. The bad guys are people who might use that not for all these beneficial ends, but misuse them for biological weapons.
The Academy's panel says seven kinds of experiments will need review. Examples are those that would make a dangerous microbe resistant to drugs or vaccines, or more deadly, or more infectious.
You could ask, why would someone want to study that? I mean, if you make resistant anthrax, isn't that a weapon? But of course, the flip side of that is, if you can make resistant strains, you want to know how that happens. Is it easy to do? Is it difficult to do? What's the mechanism? And if so, can you develop an antibiotic that overcomes that resistance? There isn't a simple answer here.
Fink's committee proposes that local boards review proposed experiments and decide which ones promise more benefit than danger. Problem cases would get kicked up to a committee at the National Institutes of Health, and a new oversight panel would advise the Secretary of Health and Human Services.
This is a highly sophisticated fluorimeter that we use to study the anthrax toxin component.
John Collier of Harvard Medical School is one of the world's leading anthrax researchers. He was also on the Academy's committee. Collier says many scientists fear new regulations
will threaten the established norm in science of publishing results, making it open to all, which is the basis of the rapid progress of science in modern times.
He also worries that regulation will drive some scientists away from certain kinds of research.
That's something that we very much hope will not occur, and the committee is very sensitive to the possibility that people will be discouraged by overregulation. It's one of my great concerns.
Ron Atlas of the University of Louisville is another panel member.
There will be some scientists who view this as an onerous burden, as a sellout to government. No doubt there will be some members of the public and government who look at this and say it doesn't go far enough, which is to say I think the report strikes exactly the right balance.
There's a lot at stake. Most would agree it would be a bad bargain if, in trying to prevent the misuse of research results, the government ended up damaging the scientific enterprise itself. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.